That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. I'm Trey, and today I have a couple of very special guests. I've got Richard Lewis Peart Sr., Richard Lewis Peart Jr., and if you don't know, I'm Richard Lewis Peart III, and that's the reason my name is Trey. Hi, Dad.
Howdy.
Hello, Pa. Pa is the affectionate nickname I have for my grandfather.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm excited I get to do this with you guys. I was thinking, let's say, this is not an announcement, but if I were to have a child that was a boy and named him Richard Lewis Peart IV, what's the nickname we're supposed to go with since we're running out of names? You got Richard, you got Dick, we've got Trey. So maybe Lewis?
Or Rick?
Okay.
R.L.?
R.L.? Okay.
RL's pretty good.
Then there was another, on TV I saw a guy named Quattro Quattro, and I thought that that was pretty funny. But then I figure you always got to think about what the kid's going to get in school. Like, are you going to get crap for being, having a weird name? What can you rhyme it with? I feel like Quattro Quattro is going to be getting made fun of quite a bit. I'd make fun of Quattro Quattro, to be honest with you.
Well, just one Quattro. Why two?
That's a good point. That would be four. Okay, so both of y'all worked at Lockheed Martin, and I'm thinking that you guys are really deep into the government national security agencies. Do you guys have a bunch of inside secrets about what's going on in the government and military doings?
I have none.
You have none? You are a computer scientist up at Lockheed Martin, and I don't know if I'm getting you in trouble. You're kind of looking at me like...
you're not getting me in trouble. I'm an IT project manager. I don't know anything except for, you know, computers, sort of. And I went to college for that. I got my money's worth just like you did for the radio stuff.
Have I told you the story of what I did for my SATs? The SAT written portion where you have to write an essay about, I can't remember the original question. But what I had put down was that my father is the reason that America's free.
That's true. Right? We do an important job at Lockheed with, you know, we never forget who we're working for.
I wrote like a 500-word essay about you're the reason that America keeps its borders strong.
Well, thank you. That's quite nice. Thank you. You're giving me a lot of credit. I think the armed forces men and women there are the reason, big part of the reason why we're free.
I'll be honest with you. The essay didn't do so well. Like, I got into a state school, so I wasn't real high up there on the SATs. Paul, you were in the armed forces, right? You were...
Air Force.
Okay, I remember this as a kid. You told a story to me about training in South Africa.
Training in South Africa?
Yeah, were you trained in South Africa, deployed to South Africa?
Deployed to South Africa. Not North Africa.
Okay.
Morocco, to be exact.
Oh, cool. So then I probably told this story to a few people wrong. But so they used to would take you up in planes, right, like to get you to train?
Not in North Africa.
There was a story where...
Now, they did at Carswell. Unfortunately, I have a tendency to get airsick.
That's exactly what I was thinking. The story goes that they would just fly you around as part of training. They would just fly you around until you threw up, right?
Right. I'm just lucky I didn't join the Navy.
Shorter flights in the Air Force than
right.
deployments in the Navy.
When you were over in North Africa, what did you do? Like, if I don't know of anything horrible going on back then, but I don't know. Maybe there was like was there any kind of like fighting deployment or?
No, it was just training missions. Did the same thing as I did in at Carswell, just in a different place.
Okay, and what was your rank?
I was staff sergeant when I retired.
Okay. I should know more about the military. I don't know how high up that is. So like 5-star general and private, and then there's several in between. I have no idea where any of that would be.
Well, I'm trying to think now. They went by E numbers. I believe that was something like E5. I believe it was E5. I don't know.
Okay. Now, I didn't really take the same path as you two. I now work in radio and try to make jokes and have fun and mess around for a living. At what point did Dad, did you like slap your head and go, "What is this kid doing? Why is he going to college for radio?"
I was really glad that you were all gung-ho and ready to go to college, and I thought, oh my goodness, I don't know what good is ever going to come of pursuing a radio, television type career, because I'm thinking that's going to be very hard to break into. And but you know, you're serious about it, so I'm going to support you, so we'll see what happens. And then you were very serious about it. As soon as you got to college, you went and got a job at the college radio station and moved forward from there. And professor said, you know, you're one of the guys that'll make it in radio. So,
but you were a little nervous. You were like, so I knew, because you're a very reasonable person. You have your head on completely straight, and you do stuff with computers, and there's really not a whole lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? There's no volatility to what's going on in your life. I feel like you were really worried about what I was deciding to do, and I hope that you're at least a little bit proud of me.
Oh, I'm very proud of you. Great. You know, I was proud. I was, like I say, I was really glad when the first thing happened when you got to college was you went and got a job at the radio station. I thought, well, he's serious about going somewhere with this. So that was a big deal.
Since it is,
never looked back.
Since it is Father's Day, there's a story I remember that I think is pretty funny from my childhood. It was the first time you had heard me cuss, I believe.
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to remember the right story. I'd probably say something wrong, so you have to edit it out if I do. You were sitting there, and your shoelaces wouldn't tie, and you were looking at these, and you said, I can't remember which cuss word it was, but, you know, these, I'll say darn shoelaces are really ticking me off, but it wasn't ticking.
These damn shoelaces are really pissing me off.
And I go, oh, that's funny. And I go, I didn't know where you learned that. And he goes, I probably heard that from you and your friend talking all the time. I go, oh, okay. Well,
how much longer did it take me to learn how to tie my shoes?
I think it was like, I don't know. 6 months.
Oh, come on. It was later that day. I'm a child prodigy.
I think you already knew how to tie your shoes in. You were just making a comment that they weren't working well.
That's
that
right.
Day.
So I have a couple of lessons that you've taught me. The dipping, double dipping your chip into sort of dip. This is one of my favorite stories that just it sticks with me for a long, long time, probably for the rest of my life. So we have an interesting food snack that I don't think that anyone else in America likes. Let's see. Pa, do you like cream cheese and Fritos?
You bet.
Okay, and I don't know why no one else in America seems to know about this combination of foods, because everyone I've ever told looks at me like I'm a crazy person. So you get Fritos, dip it directly into some Philadelphia cream cheese, pop that bad boy in
your
mouth.
Well, it does have garlic in it.
You do it a little fancier. So you'll throw in some garlic into your dip.
He's not as lazy as me.
Me and Dad would just sit on the couch with some Fritos directly into the tub of cream cheese. People always look at me like I'm weird whenever I say it. But the lesson I learned from this is I had one of those real long, thin Fritos, and I went in to get some cream cheese, got it, ate it. And then, so I still have half a chip left. This is back when I was like 8. So I go back in for some more cream cheese. I have the rest of a Frito. I need more cream cheese. It was this brand new tub, like a giant tub of Philadelphia cream cheese, and on that second dip, it was literally the first chip I pulled out, took a bite, went back for just a little bit more cream cheese on the end of a half-eaten Frito, and my dad goes, "What are you doing?" And then I was like, "I'm just eating, what?" And he said, "Oh, you double-dipped." And did not eat one chip out of that cream cheese vat. And so now it sticks with me. And anytime I see the Fritos and the cream cheese, I get kind of a Vietnam-style flashback. But no, I did learn a very valuable lesson, not to double dip. Now, later on in life, you told me, would you still, you were doing that on purpose, right? To teach me a lesson?
I can't swear that I was or not, but I just don't like that, you know, I didn't want to eat any more of it, and that was just the way it was, so.
There's also one other short story that I can tell real quick. What's really weird about, not weird, but a funny thing that happened that both of y'all did to me at some point in my life. I asked Dad, who invented golf? John Golf is what he said. Of course I'm going to believe my father, whatever he says. I was very young at the time. And it was within a year, I asked Pa, who invented golf? And you told me, John Golf. Both of y'all gave me the same joke answer.
I did not. I thought it was Alley-Oop that invented golf.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
You don't?
No.
An old cartoon about a caveman and his dinosaur.
All of my stories are a little jumbled, I think. But I could have sworn both of y'all made those same jokes to me.
Impossible.
There was one other lesson that I learned that I needed. What? And I can't remember now. I'm going to have to edit this down. Oh, the other thing. My dad, you just tell me things, and I believe them every time. So we were sitting at dinner one night, and let's see if you remember this. Do you remember I asked, what makes your hair turns gray?
I don't.
You told me washing it too much.
Okay. That does sound like something I would tell you.
So I stopped washing my hair as much because of that, and found out later on that you
just joking.
And you do it all the time. So now I do that to other people. I tell people that it's irregardless. Regardless isn't a word. It's irregardless.
I can be very believable talking about just totally random. Made up stuff, so, you know, and it's usually funny, so I laugh, but I think I usually do fess up, too. I had no idea, I just made that up, but you may not have listened to that part sometime.
All right, my last thing is I want to see if I can get this story right. I've been telling this to people for years and years and years and years, the way my grandfather and grandmother got engaged. Let's see if I can remember this story right. Please tell me. Actually, do you want to just tell me the story? What I've been told, I don't know. I may have just made this up in my head, but I really think it's true. Y'all went on your first date, and you asked her to marry you on your first date. Yeah?
Right.
That's true? Okay, and?
It is.
Okay, but then what happened? What'd she say?
We got married.
She said yes on the first date?
Well, I really don't. She didn't say no.
Oh, really? Okay. So she's from Mississippi.
I met her on June the 5th, and we got married on August the 13th.
That's awesome. So that's just a quick love story. The story I thought I had heard from someone was that you asked her to marry you on the first date, and she said no.
Oh, well, I don't remember.
and then y'all went on a second date, and you asked her again, and she said yes. That's the story I had been telling people.
That's probably so. With my memory, I...
Well, I love that story, and I love both of y'all. Happy Father's Day. Thank you so much for being on That's Debatable. I really appreciate it. If you guys have anything y'all want to say about me and how great I am, now's the time.
Well, you got me a great card. It says I produced wonderful children, beautiful and smart, and that's true. And happy Father's Day to you, Dad.
Well, thank you. And happy Father's Day to everybody that's father around here. Run out of air.
That's debatable. Follow us on Twitter, debate_that, or you can follow me personally on the Tradio. It's like on the radio, but there's a T in front of radio. Follow us on Facebook and all that good stuff. And, of course, listen to all the other wonderful Kid Nation podcasts up on KidNation.com. Thank you very much.